She's a working girl.
We're live.
Is the mic on?
Because the mic is on.
The mic is on.
Hello, and welcome back to Let's Be Frank.
I'm playing with my titties right now.
I said, oh,
jump scare.
Okay. That's what I'm scared of. Speaking of scared, let's talk about fears. Today we're going to talk about fears, you know, things that scare us, common fears that people have, things that we don't understand about certain fears. Just a whole, you know, lovely spread along.
Not the spread.
The topic of fears. Kron, would you like to start off by telling us a fear that you have?
A fear that I have. The easiest one for me.
Besides vagina.
One, I'm not afraid of vagina. I just choose not to participate in vaginal activities. One of my fears, and it's probably my worst fear, is anything snake related. So, like, if you send me one of those fucking videos, like a snake jumping out the screen, my soul will leave my body, like, terrified.
Beyonce said you won't break my soul, but you're...
The soul's been broken.
The soul's broken because of the snake.
It's like a shattered mirror. I think the movie Anaconda fucked me up as a kid. When I used to go to the YMCA, we used to have like a lake that we swim in, and they used to tell us about water snakes. Mm-hmm. And I remember one time swimming, and for whatever reason at this school, you had to like do all these fucking tests to get further and further out into the lake. So one of the tests is you have to, like, mind you can't even see in this fucking water. Like, it goes yellow, orange, red.
The lake or?
The lake, yeah. The lake was like
yellow, orange, red.
It's like a code. It wasn't really that color, but like, oh, okay. It was one of the iced tea lakes, I forget what they're fucking called, but like, whatever.
A Cedar Lake?
Thank you. Yeah, Cedar Lake, that's what it's called. So you know how like it kind of gets darker the further you go out? Don't judge me.
It's just iced tea lake I've never heard of.
It looks like fucking iced tea. I don't know what to fucking tell
it
you.
It does. No, I'm not saying you're wrong, but I've just never heard of the term
iced tea. I couldn't think of the proper term, Nick. Anyway, back to my fucking fear that I hate talking about. So, like, I was on the second to last one, and the test is you have to, like, jump into the water or dive into the water, touch the bottom of the lake, and come back up.
Nope. Couldn't be me.
I did it. I fucking touched the bottom, and the second I touched it, I felt something kind of, like, slither around my hand. So when I tell you I was Jesus for 30 seconds because the bitch started walking on water, because I had a fucking fear that it was a fucking snake. I just knew it. So I like jump out the fucking water onto a pier, mind you, like jump out onto. And I was a fat ass little kid. I'm so fat as fuck, but like I was a little fucking meatball back in my day.
Meatball problem.
And I see this fucking snake just fucking looking for me in the water, and I said, I'm never swimming here again, ever.
Damn, I didn't know that.
Yeah, terrifying. I.
That would scare me.
Yeah, fucked up.
That's fair.
Mind you, you can't see in the bottom of these fucking lakes. Like, there's sunlight doesn't touch the bottom of this thing.
No, they don't. It's dark.
So I just knew I fucked up. Like,
oh,
yeah, I get shivers thinking about it. If you do anything snake related, I might cut you.
I don't have any plans on doing that. I can say that confidently.
That there is a God somewhere. Thank you. What's one of your fears?
Well. My biggest fear is spiders.
Look out! Here comes the Spider-Man!
Oh, we're opposites.
I absolutely hate spiders. I don't care how big it is. I don't care where it's at. I don't care if it's dead. I'm not touching it.
Wait, even if it's dead? Like, I won't touch the carcass?
No, because what if it's playing dead? I don't know.
Spiders don't play dead.
I don't, as far as you know.
When they get that little fucking death grip, like when they're all curled up, they're dead.
I thought it was dead one time too when I sprained it with whatever, and then it, by the grace of God, I guess, came back alive.
That wasn't God.
Clearly. All I'm saying is that spiders I just can't do. The one time I was driving on Route 70, and for everyone out there, Route 70 is a major highway. Like, it's the main highway in Jersey. I was driving on there. It was night, so like no one was really on there. A fucking spider dangled down right in front of me. I stopped the car in the middle of 70. Got out of my car. No one was on the road, thank God. And I called my dad. I said, what do I do? And my dad goes, just get the spider out. And I said, there's no way on God's green earth am I touching this fucking spider. So... what I did, like any sane person would, because like we had like my brother's like baseball stuff in the back, so I got the baseball bat, I got the glove, I put the glove on, grabbed the baseball bat. I was like, every layer of protection I possibly could get to if this thing came at me. This spider was small. It was very tiny.
But you were fully
armed. I was not taking a chance. I went to go like ding, like I went to try to hit it. Don't know where it went, and that kind of freaked me out even more. And then I just drove home in a full panic the entire time. I was sweating.
I'm sorry, that's not funny. That's
I just hate spiders. I don't.
I get it. Like, but do you like snakes? Like, I feel like
I don't like snakes. Don't bother me. Like I'm not going out of my way to go, you know, touch a snake. But
I don't mind spiders at all. The only spiders I don't like are tarantulas.
Yeah, I think that's my one biggest fear.
Huh?
Just spiders.
That's your only phobia?
I'm not really like.
I mean, I guess not phobia, but like, I definitely the snake is definitely my phobia. Like,
no, spiders are.
It could be a garden snake. It could be a fucking snake. Freshly hatched out of an egg.
A lot of people are scared of snakes and spiders, though. It's very common.
Oh, 100%. But
I don't know. I am always terrified that I have, like, a life-threatening disease. I'm a hypochondriac.
Hypochondriac. You guys have no idea. This man will fucking wake up with, like, the fucking sleep drool that you wake up with and be like, what do I have? Bitch, go fucking wash your face. No, like, you don't have anything.
Like, I'll wake up with, like, crusties in my eyes and I'd be like, fuck.
Is it pink eye? No, it's eye crust.
I'd be like, I have eye cancer. Like, it's bad. It's not even funny.
I have one of my fears that I guess they kind of coincide. I have a fear of, like, driving over bridges.
A lot of people have that.
Terrified. I'll never forget one time me and my friends were driving to fucking Virginia. Have you ever seen the Chesapeake Bay Bridge?
Yes.
Who the fuck built that? Because you're going to hell. It's 17 miles of ocean.
Yeah.
Fuck no.
I think that's kind of cool.
No. This is where I guess my fear comes in. I had the one fear I really am terrified of. I guess Final Destination really fucked it up for me for bridges. Like,
that scene
fucked me up. But it was prior to that, too. But like, I've always had that fear.
Also, bridges in general, I feel like a lot of movies or stuff like that, like, always think, like, oh, going over the bridge. Yeah. Oh, bridge collapsed.
Yeah,
like,
not the fucking deep voice. But the one fear I really have about bridges is I feel like if my car veers off and I go into the fucking river or wherever the fuck I'm at, don't look for me, because I'm going to have a heart attack before I hit the fucking water. Like, I'm dead. I've been long dead. I'm terrified. And I just feel like, for me too, like, and I know this is unrealistic, but I feel like my car's going to go in the water, there's going to be a fucking tire shark in there, and it's just going to rip me
gonna
the fuck out.
It's going to be a what?
A tiger shark?
Oh, tire. I fish a tire shark.
Tiger. A tire shark? I'm just making shit up now. I'm not that fucking delusional.
Are you scared of the ocean?
I'm not afraid of the ocean. I actually like the ocean a lot.
I love the ocean.
I wouldn't go that far. There's too many things in the ocean that I don't trust.
But that's a lot of people don't go in the ocean because of that.
I still go in there. Like, if I get eaten by a shark, I'll be fucking in bliss.
Stop it. Get some help.
But I'm lying.
Say that you would be in bliss if a shark ate you is... Damn.
Well, I mean, I probably would be happy because I'm like, finally, it's here. I'm dying. I have mental health issues. I'm working on that too.
No, but like some people won't go into the ocean because of the things that are in there. Like because of the unknown, which I understand.
Yeah.
But at the same time though, I just love an ocean.
I agree. Like for me, the only thing I'm afraid about the ocean is sharks, which apparently they don't attack people that often, but enough to make the fucking media. And then I don't like water I can't see into, and I think that came from back in the day, the snake fear.
Yeah, which is fair.
So anything, if I can't see in the water, I don't want to go in there. Like AC water, that Atlantic City's water is disgusting. I've never seen ocean water that's green. That's definitely like chemicals.
Yeah.
That water is not good to swim in. But I don't, if I can see everything, I'll go out to like up to my shoulders and tread water. I don't mind that. But the second, like I remember one time we were in fucking Atlantic City and people were screaming out shark. I've never got out the water so fucking fast in my life. And it wasn't a fucking shark. It was some kid playing with a fucking dorsal fin costume thing.
No, sharks are scary.
Oh, like, 100%.
Like giant sea creatures, even like whales. Because like I've seen videos of people with like kayaking and a whale comes up. If that whale flips its tail,
oh, you're dead.
You're done.
You're dead. You're going to be 80 feet in the air.
You're dead on impact.
I'm afraid of the fucking, I mean, I'm fat as hell. It's not going to lift me 80 feet in the air, but.
It was at this moment that he knew.
The whale?
He fucked
yeah.
up.
Yeah.
A fucking whale can fucking probably throw an 18-wheeler in the air
okay, with a flip right. of its tail. Right, you're right, right. Yeah, again, you would have to worry about me dying because I would die midair.
You probably would die when the fucking whale's tail hits you.
By all means, give me that whale tail. That sounds so wrong.
Ooh.
That sounds so, I didn't mean it like that. That's not what I meant.
Do movies, like any movie you've seen that you're like, oh, now I'm scared of that. Like, you know, like Nightmare on Elm Street, like Jason, like Friday the 13th.
I'll tell you what fucking movie did it for me.
Okay.
Jeepers motherfucking Creepers.
Okay. I'll let you explain.
Specifically, Jeepers Creepers
2. Not the sequel.
The second one fucked me up. I don't know where the fuck our school was getting their money from, but we went on field trips every fucking week. Like, it was crazy.
The Pensacon.
No, this was Willenboro.
Oh.
We went on fucking field trips every fucking week. So New Jersey is a farmland.
Well, South Jersey.
South Jersey is farmland. So like that scene where like they're driving near the fucking cornfields and then Jeepers Creepers just fucking pounces on the bus. Oh, I was fucked up. I said,
okay, that's fair. I'll give you that.
So my thing is if you're scared of this thing, that's when he targets you. So like I would have been dead as fuck and I was black.
Yeah, double homicide.
So my sister and I stayed up for 4 days straight, did not get a wink of sleep. And if we did sleep, we would take turns.
We were
terrified.
Damn.
And the best part was we never saw the movie. It was the motherfucking trailer.
So the Jeepers Creepers 2 trailer.
Then I watched it and it scared me more.
Got you fucked up.
Got me all the way fucked up.
Interesting.
What about you?
I don't really think a movie has, like,
affected you that way.
Yeah,
I don't. You, I'm jealous, honestly.
Sometimes when I watch like a scary, like something scary, something like, you know, like with like, you know, a stalker, like a murderer, like, you know, at night, I'm like a little like, you know, let me look at my closet real quick, like, you know what I mean, like, just for shits and giggles, let me just, you know, let me check behind my bed. like if I watch something scary before I go to sleep, then like I'm like a little on edge, I'd say.
Alert and everything, yeah.
Oh yeah, because like, who knows?
No, you're right. I feel like that's common though.
Because when you think about when you watch like a documentary, Sally Lou had a normal day that time before she got brutally murdered by her crazy neighbor
or ex-boyfriend. Boyfriend.
I'm not trying to have that be me. Mm-mm. You know what's really creepy? Porcelain dolls.
Doesn't your aunt have like a bunch of them?
No, my mom.
Oh, nope.
My mom. I remember because my mom has this display of all these porcelain dolls, and the way our house is set up, it was like we have like a piano room and we had like a living room, and the porcelain dolls were in the piano room, but they were against the wall to where it would look into the living room. So at night when you're watching TV, there was like probably 12 dolls minimum. Nope. Were just nope. watching you.
Nope.
My mom loves these dolls. They're still in my parents' house but my mom loves these dolls. These dolls are fucking creepy.
Yeah, no thank you. They're terrifying.
No, and it's like you just like, I guess I'm not, it's not a fear. I wouldn't say I'm scared of porcelain dolls. Like,
it's unsettling.
But they're creepy.
Yeah. You were asking about movies that really got me fucked up and it just came back to me. Mm-hmm. The original Stephen King's It movie fucked me up.
Oh, that's true.
I was terrified of clowns. This before. Terrified of clowns.
Yes. Are you still scared of clowns?
No, not anymore. I got over it. Although one time at our job, somebody was dressed up as Pennywise, like the new one. Mm-hmm. And I told our manager, I was like, this person comes in here, I'm walking out.
Did they come in there?
No.
Okay.
No. But there's a couple times I've seen like clowns and I would run. Like I go to Six Flags every year for...
Fright Fest.
And everybody wants to be a fucking clown. And not like a regular clown. Like regular clowns don't scare me. It's when they look all bloodied and massacred and ready to fucking slit my fucking throat. And that's what I don't fuck with.
Okay.
But I'm not, like, I wouldn't say I have a fear. Is it claustrophobia? I don't have that fear anymore.
No, I'm definitely not scared of clowns.
Nick has a fear of commitment.
Like, beat me to it. Wow, that's crazy.
It's true.
Anyway, going forward. Karan's scared of love. This is true.
I actually don't believe in love.
This is getting pretty deep. But I have a fear of failing people or disappointing people.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like you also have the same exact thing.
Wait, what?
I feel like you have the same exact like thing. Like,
so for me, it's, I don't, I'll let you finish, sorry I cut you off, but like, I don't have, it's not the same exact fear. I just feel like I don't live up to my potential. And that's
you,
for myself.
You don't. To disappoint someone else, I'm always scared too.
There's some really weird fears out there.
People are scared of like small holes.
Oh, that's called like thalassophobia or something like that. Something weird. One of my friends has it. So like we were watching
like Swiss cheese. You're scared of Swiss cheese?
She is. She does not like. And it's not, small holes. It's a cluster. The way she explained it to me, it's a cluster of holes. It just makes her unsettled. What the fuck is the one fear that people are like that? People are afraid of like cotton swabs.
Cotton swab.
I don't understand that.
But if they were black, I would understand it.
Okay.
Yeah, like I would understand that, but like there's.
I guess I'll set this one out.
There's. Thank you, Black History Month. It was this white lady on fucking Maury, and these people were trying to like get her over her fears. They walk out with a bag of fucking cotton swabs, and this bitch runs clear across the fucking stage. I'm like, there's no way you're that fucking afraid of cotton balls. I'm a slut.
I ain't scared of cotton swabs.
Mm-mm, not at all. As many fucking shots and things as I got, and they gotta put that little fucking shit on there.
Oh, people are scared of needles.
Oh, yeah. But you go first, and I'll talk about why I hate people that are afraid of needles. Go ahead.
You hate people that are afraid. Interesting. Okay. Needles don't bother. I have tattoos. People get freaked out when they get their draw blood. People get freaked out when they get their blood drawn.
Mm-hmm.
I said that totally backwards. I don't care. Doesn't bother me. Doesn't mind me. People are like, oh, look away. So
I stare at it.
I do too. I look at the needle when it goes into my skin because I want to know when it goes into mm-hmm. my skin.
Yeah, I feel like it helps me brace for it too. Like,
yeah, why would I want to look away?
Yeah, that's weird. Because I don't like surprise. You're not gonna be fucking sticking me all kinds of fucking crazy.
I like tattoos. I like needles. Like, really, do not bother me in the slightest.
So it's funny you brought up fucking tattoos. People that are afraid of, half the time, people that are afraid of needles are covered in tattoos. Tattoos hurt way worse than the fucking getting your fucking booster shot, whatever the fuck you need, and you want to have 30,000 tattoos. Make it make sense.
I think because it's like a big needle. I think that's what people are scared of. That's, I'm just trying to justify their fear.
I'm not judging you, but like, it just doesn't make sense to me. It doesn't make sense. Now, if you're talking about what the fuck is a needle women get when they're giving birth?
Oh, the fucking epidural? No.
That's what it is. Is it epidural? It's epidural.
My biggest fear is working with people who don't know how to fucking work. That's my biggest fear.
Valid. That's valid.
No one's gonna be a long fucking night.
Oh yeah, and you're over here judging everything this idiot's doing. Like, you're like, what the fuck was the thought process behind they're doing this?
You know, some people have a fear of eating in front of people.
Okay, so I kind of get that because I've been serving for so long that like. When I'm sitting somewhere, I kind of scarf food down, and it's embarrassing. Like, I don't want to sit out.
Like a hungry, hungry hippo?
What'd you call me?
I said a hungry, hungry hippo.
If I'm going to be a hippo, I'm going to be Moto Moto.
Look out. I think Moto Moto likes you.
But no, like, I've slowed down because, you know, I'm trying to be better in all aspects of life. But serving because I'm kind of like...
Trying.
Shut the fuck up. Serving has kind of like messed me up mentally, where like certain things affect me, like eating. Like, I feel like I never have enough time to eat. So like,
no, that's fair. It's, yeah, serving.
But you. I don't care if you want to watch me and fucking people watch to see how disgustingly fast I can eat a fucking plate of nachos. That's on you. Oh, people have a fear of fucking losing their phones. God forbid, in the fucking 21st century, somebody loses their goddamn phone. People go
into a goddamn panic.
Oh my god. Oh, people with their vapes.
People's Quran.
I don't freak out when I lose my vape.
You go. Feeling for nicotine.
That's, I never said that. He is lying.
No, Quran's out here tearing the apartment apart trying to find his vape.
He's lying. I've never done that.
Quran, true or false? You get panicked when you lose your vape.
False.
Really?
I'll find it eventually. If I don't find it, I'll buy a new one. Don't be trying to call me out on bullshit.
I'm just saying.
Anyway. If we're really going to dig into some stuff, there are people that are afraid of black people.
Oh, no, we got to go.
Okay, and that's it for this week's episode.
You can end it on that.
That's racism. That's a whole different topic.
I see it all the time. Like, when I'm walking down a fucking street and I can literally see somebody cross the street because they see my big black ass walking towards them, I don't think I'm that threatening looking at all. Like, no, stature-wise.
If you see a Quran walk down the street, it's like, you're easy to approach.
Too easy.
too easy.
That was correct. I shouldn't have said that. Fuck you. But I see it all the time. I've seen a woman one time on a fucking subway clutch her fucking purse. Said, bitch, I don't want that fucking Goodwill motherfucking Gucci. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Fucking buckle all missing, you dumb dusty bitch. Like, there ain't no fucking way. Yeah, I can't think of nothing else. Yeah. I'm sure we'll get more. If you guys think of anything too, feel free to let us know about any fears you might have. Or
no, yeah, let's on Instagram at Let's Be Frank Podcast or PC. I can never get that right.
I know, because they're both different. I think I could change the other one soon.
So let us know on Instagram at Let's Be Frank PC. You know, tell us some of your fears. You know, in case we missed anything
or a fear you think is like kind of out there, something weird. No
also, judgment. Yeah, no, at all.
Unless you're afraid of needles.
There's Cron. Also on TikTok at Let's Be Frank Podcast.
Yep.
Yeah. And there's one on there too. I mean,
we're all for it.
Follow us all over on social media.
We love our friends and people that are participating with us. This has been fun.
We ain't stopping. So
no time soon. Unless Nick like gets tired of me, but we'll see.
I can't. It's not for the month of February,
You don't stop talking about Black History Month, bitch. You're fucking white ass.
Oh my god.
If you want to be part of the fucking crew, just say that.
Thanks. Alright, well, that's it for this week's episode. Thank you all so much. Thank you guys so much for tuning in. We will catch you on the next one.
That was rough. Bye guys.
That was rough. Bye.